Chamber of Commerce's political chief resigns after Democrat endorsements. By John Binder on September 29, 2020. The United States Chamber of Commerce's chief political strategist has resigned from the business group after its endorsement of 23 House Democrats in swing districts across the country. Scott Reed, the chamber's longtime senior political strategist, has resigned, according to the New York Times' Maggie Haberman. Scott Reed, who's been the top political strategist at the U.S. Chamber for years, tells me he has resigned, amid a perceived drift to the left at the chamber on heels of nearly two dozen endorsements of House Dems, Haberman posted online. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Reed's decision to resign came after he was not allowed by executives to spend money helping vulnerable Senate Republicans in their races, such as Senators Joni Ernst, R.Y., Martha McSally, R.Oz, and Tom Tillis, RNC. The chamber, a source described, has become a McCarthy-esque environment where Republicans supportive of President Trump are purged. It's been difficult to watch what was once the gold standard for influence and advocacy slowly decline over the last few years, and now it appears the last vestige of relevance has just walked out the door. National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, Executive Director Kevin McLaughlin told Breitbart News of Reed's resignation. Reed had been at the chamber for roughly 20 years but seemingly grew frustrated with the group's recent endorsement of 23 House Democrats against Republicans in swing districts that are vital to the GOP winning back the House. Scott Reed is the Michael Jordan of Republican operatives. The greatest of all time, former Republican leadership staffer and lobbyist Sammy Gedeldick said. Since the endorsement, the chamber is already fighting off the Democrat agenda of candidates they endorsed. The chamber recently sent out an alert to its members urging opposition to Representative Abby Finkenauer's DEIA amendment to the Clean Economy Jobs and Innovation Act. Finkenauer was endorsed by the chamber. In an exclusive report, Breitbart News noted the chamber's recent political turmoil. One insider called the chamber an elitist organization, while another said their Democrat endorsements were what happens when the Washington swamp and Wall Street get together in Nancy Pelosi's conference room and make a deal. The number of small businesses paying dues to the chamber stands at less than 7,000 today, according to sources with knowledge. In its heyday, the chamber had about 130,000 small businesses paying dues. In response, Trump and Vice President Mike Pence reportedly criticized the chamber in a phone call. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has publicly said he does not want the chamber's endorsement, characterizing the group as sellouts. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.